Welcome, everyone. Dustin Reichman here. In today's interview, I get to speak with Suzanne Hiscock. She created FitWatch.com, which has become a very popular online fitness site. It's loaded with calculators, tools, and her own proprietary FitWatch fitness calculator, which sort of pulls it all together and is sort of a centralized location for people to take a data-driven approach to fitness. And that's really the crux of our conversation today. What are some of the great tools out there that are available, both on her site and otherwise, and also some mindset issues, because Suzanne sort of lived the life. She's lost and gained weight throughout her life, tried a lot of the fads, and finally realize what it takes to be sustainable and to live the lifestyle that she desires. And she's went on to become a certified personal trainer and helped a lot of people through her site. So with that, let's join Suzanne now. Well, welcome, everyone. I'm very excited to speak with Suzanne Hiscock today. And our topics are going to talk about kind of quantifying fitness and using online tools to track our fitness. And Suzanne has a unique history to share and a very interesting website at fitwatch.com. So I think to get started, Suzanne, if it's okay, you can just spend a minute, let us know a little bit about yourself and what FitWatch is all about.
Okay, well, I started calorie counting about 20 years ago. I had trouble losing weight after I'd had my third kid. And I read a book, it was just about healthy eating, and I became fascinated with the numbers, calorie counting. And I lost weight from that. And then fast forward to 2002, I had been working as a programmer and got laid off. It was the dot-com thing. All the companies were going bust. Yeah. I got laid off and I was like, what am I going to do? So I figured I'd take my programming skills and I'd take my passion for weight loss and fitness and nutrition. I'd been doing weight training. So I decided to combine that together and try to help people lose weight. So I put FitWatch together and I haven't looked back since.
That's awesome. I wasn't aware of that background. That's really interesting.
Yes, I can do a lot of my own work, you know?
Yeah, that's neat. Have a programming background. So that makes a lot of sense how you're data-driven and able to quantify a lot of the tools that people need. And you mentioned there that, you know, you've had a history with weight loss, and I know in reading your site you've had some yo-yo things, you know, weight loss, weight gain. I know a lot of people can relate to that. Myself, I can relate to that. Do you want to just share a little more about that, sort of the ups and downs that you've had and maybe some of the lessons you've learned along the way?
Sure. At my heaviest, I was 165 pounds, and I was gaining because I got to a point in my life where I was just stressed and eating. I mean, you must know what that's like. For me, it was spaghetti, bowls of spaghetti all the time. You know, it was like, cookies at night, and I wasn't exercising, even though I was running after three little kids. It just got to a point, and I had that aha moment. I looked down at the scale and I said, enough is enough, you know?
Yeah.
So that was a thing. And I've been really fit as well. And I've been, when I was a teenager, I wasn't very overweight, but I look back now and I was flabby. You know, even though you can be thin, you can still be flabby and still have fat on you, you know? Yeah. So I've been all the way in between, and I've been 135 and lean. And I'd much rather be 135 and lean than 120 and flabby.
Yeah.
You know, so some of the lessons I've learned, excuses will get you nowhere.
Okay.
You know, you can have so many excuses and they'll just stop you. They're not going to get you anywhere. You have to find the solution to that excuse. You know, there's always a solution to it. Keep things simple and get back to the basics. For a while, I was going a little bit too crazy with the low carb, low fat. Not that I was doing it, but I was looking into it and rules, regulations, everything. And you have to stick to the basics, keep it simple. Yeah.
I think those things that you mentioned there, like I said, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to you want to try anything. So you do look into those kind of fad diets, and if they seem great at the time,
They make sense. They seem to make sense. Oh, I'll try this. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. Yeah. Yay. Yeah.
Just not sustainable, though.
No.
And you mentioned keeping it simple and how those things have so many rules. And that kind of leads me to my next question, I guess. The motto at FitWatch is get the data, get the knowledge, get fit.
Yeah.
So obviously, with your background, you believe pretty strongly in a data-driven approach to fitness. So
yeah.
Can you share a little bit about why that is, and maybe, you know, some of the success you've had with that approach to fitness?
Right. Well, what I find, once you know your numbers, it just makes things easier. You can pinpoint what's going wrong, and it's more of a, call it a laser focus approach instead of a shotgun approach, you know, where you're trying this and trying that. Whereas if you know your numbers, you can just, let's just say it's just lasers. It's like, it's either this or it's that, you know,
yeah.
There's so many calories in this and so many calories in that. So you just know.
Yeah. And we'll get in here soon about some of the reasons why that's important. You know, some of the different tools and some of the ways that the numbers come into play.
Yeah.
To reaching those goals.
Yeah.
So I know you're a believer, and we just kind of mentioned that too, that, you know, busy people really need to keep it simple, because
yeah.
if you get too many rules, you have too many changes going on all at once, you really just never see any results because you give up. It becomes overwhelming. So what's the number one guideline that people need to know when they're trying to lose weight?
Yeah. Well, for me, if you want to get right down to the basics, it comes to calories in versus calories out. It just really does. Once you get that going and you know it and you start seeing the results, then you can start tweaking for health, because you want to eat healthy too. You don't want to be on a Twinkie diet. you just don't want to be eating Twinkies all the time. You want to eat healthy. You want to have your fruits, your vegetables, and all that. But if you just, for me, you just boil it down to it. Calories in, calories out.
Yeah,
and from there you just tweak it, because you can understand afterwards. Even if you go out to a restaurant, if you know all your numbers, you go to a restaurant and you see a big slab of meat, you know that it's too many calories. You can cut down your portion, you know. So it just. I keep trying to think of different things, and it just always boils down to calories in, calories out.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And in that scenario you just gave, I mean, I think what that helps you also, when you know the number of calories that you can have to reach your goal, and then the number of calories in a given
In your food
selection,
that you
you can either choose to eat less of it, or I think where the healthy eating comes in, you realize that you can eat a lot more of healthier things. You might get a half a piece of steak, or you can have a whole meal that includes, you know, some vegetables and fruits, a smaller portion of steak, and maybe something else on the side. So, but yeah, calories in, calories out. So I think with that, obviously you've got a lot of calculators on your site.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to sort through, but I went through and picked, maybe it looks like there's five or six that I'd like to talk about specifically. And I know we've talked beforehand, and you think these are pretty critical. So I guess with that, if you want to tell me a little more about the calorie deficit calculator.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. I was so happy when I made that one. Because that's the whole thing with the numbers game is there's so many calculations to do. So I just love making the calculators to help people. So this one, I got the formulas. What it does, it calculates the average amount of calories you burn in a day.
Okay.
And then it'll take that number and it'll create a calorie deficit goal for you. Because if you want to lose fat, you want to eat less than the amount of calories that you burn. So this one, because what happens is that the rule of thumb, what they say is take your calories that you burn and take off 500 calories or 1,000 calories. But sometimes that can go way too low. And then if you do that, and then you're hungry, and you don't want to be hungry. Even when you're losing weight, you can lose weight without being hungry. So what this one does, it'll do that if you want, but it will also do it by percentage.
Yeah.
So let's say you burn 2,000 calories in a day. It'll give you different options to choose from percentage-wise, and that you can choose something that's comfortable for yourself. Some people... a more conservative percentage would be 10 to 15%. And that might be good for somebody that's very active and somebody who doesn't have a lot of fat to lose. Because you don't want to, if you're active and you don't have a lot of fat to lose, you don't want to start drastically cutting your calories. So you might just want to go a little bit more conservative. Average is about 20%.
Okay. And when you say 20%, that's
20%.
The number that your body just burns if it was going to stay the same.
Right.
And then you have, you know,
and then you just take off 20%. Okay. So if it's if you burn 2,000 calories in a day, 20% would give you 1,600 calories per day, which is good for me. For a male, that it would be higher. And 30% is getting more aggressive than. But although somebody who's obese might be able to do that because they can lose more fat than somebody who's average. So it's just a calculator. You plug in that number and it'll give you options, and you just choose an option that's that feels comfortable to you.
Okay, no, that's great.
You don't, like I said, you don't want to be hungry, you know, and that's what people do. They go way too low on the calories.
Yeah. So you use that calculator, and depending on what your goals are, that sort of gives you the total calories per day as a target.
Yeah.
And that leads probably to the next calculator, which is the calories per meal calculator.
Yeah. Because for me, what people do sometimes when they want to lose weight is they start skipping meals.
Yeah.
Which is wrong. Wrong. You don't want to do that. You're going to get hungry. You're going to start having cravings. You're going to be ravenous. And then what happens? You start eating more and more. You grab the big bowls of spaghetti, you know, because you're hungry and you start eating. So, one good thing to do is to spread out those calories, your calorie goal, and spread it out, during the day. I'd like to have 3 meals and 2 snacks.
Okay.
You know, that's good for me. Some people like to eat bigger meals in the morning and then taper off their calories for supper and eat a smaller supper. So, and especially if you're into bodybuilding, people that are into bodybuilding or weight training, they might want to do 5 or 6 meals a day.
Yep.
And spread that out. So so this calculator will take the your daily calorie goal and it'll split it up. I think there's 5 or 6 options. You know, you can choose, okay, split it into 3 meals and 2 snacks or 5 meals, and it'll split it up and it'll give you an idea. Nothing's set in stone, but it just gives you an idea of how to split up those calories.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty useful, because I think a lot of people, you know, they'll get this number for the day, but then they either eat all in the morning and eat the rest of the day, or kind of the opposite. They starve themselves all day because they want to have a big meal at the end of the day, and that doesn't work well either.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Yeah. No. See, the way I look at it is, look at your stomach as a small gas tank, and you've got a long road trip ahead of you during the day. So just, you know, fill up the little gas tank, do what you have to do, and then fill it up again, and you just keep going like that. You know, that's the best way to look at it.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, I think.
Yeah.
I thought the third calculator I was wanting to pick your brain about was the calories burned calculator. I'm assuming this is on the exercise side.
Right. Yeah, it's just a basic calculator, because what happens, people overestimate how much they work out.
Yeah.
You know, and then they say, oh, you know, I worked out really hard. Okay, I can eat a lot. You know, I can go and have a big meal. And what people don't realize, the amount of calories that you burn through physical activity is only about 25 to 45% of the total calories that you burn in a day.
Okay.
And if you're going for 45%, I mean, you're working hard, but most people, it's, you know, 25-30%. It's not a huge amount. So I think it's good to know approximately, because it's only an estimate, of course, because it's just a calculator. I mean, you need to get into a lab to know exactly how many calories you're burning, you know. So this just gives you an idea. As long as you have an idea, you have an estimate, you can work from there. So you plug in your weight, a few numbers, you pick an exercise and say how long you're going to be doing it for, and it'll estimate how many calories you're burning. And, you know, from there you can plan, okay, you know, I'll walk, you know, 3 times a week at such a pace, and okay, I'll burn this many calories, and you just go from there.
Yeah, I think that's great, because I've heard this before too, and it's kind of like what you started with there, where someone will you know, walk on a treadmill for 30 minutes, and they're like, "Oh, it's Chinese buffet tonight." I'm burn all these calories, and if they actually did the calculator, they'd probably see they burned 150 calories or something.
Exactly. Which, yeah, and you're going to eat much more than 150 calories at a Chinese buffet, you know. Yeah. So
one wonton or something, but
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very useful. And then the tracker. What's the tracker all about?
Yeah, the tracker. Well, it might seem counterintuitive to busy people to track their calories, but I find even for a few weeks, do it, because it's such an eye-opening experience. I've had so many people say to me or email me, "I never realized how many calories I was eating in a day," and then that how the fat will just drop off once they realize it, and then they just cut things down to normal size, normal portions, and then it calories in, calories out, you know, and then it just it's just amazing how it what we were talking about before about portions, because it's a little bit time consuming in the beginning where you're getting an idea, because it's good to take out the measuring cups and just, you know, in terms of, here we go. You know, some people drink a little bit of orange juice. Some people drink a lot, you know, and they think, well, that's a glass of orange juice, you know, but that's a lot of calories. And if you're doing that twice a day or milk or whatever, you know, so if you track it and then you start realizing how much you're eating and then you're realizing your portions, it just helps so much. It just makes things more efficient, because you take a little bit of time at the beginning, and it's just going to help you throughout the rest of your life, you know, because you'll know, you can.
I think that's a good practice. And like you said, it's not necessarily something you have to do. And if you like to, you can, obviously, but it's not something you really have to do every day for the rest of your life.
Right.
You know, if you take a week and you really kind of do what I would call an audit, a food audit, you know, you really track what are you actually eating?
Yeah.
I know personally we've done the same thing with like finances. It's the same thing. Yeah. You never realize all these little $2 and $6 and you know that you're spending throughout the day. When you actually take the time to track it just for 2 weeks, you can change your habits for a very long time, because you change your habits when you realize what you're actually doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, no, that's great. Yeah. And it reminds me the when it comes to weight loss or fitness, weight loss, losing fat, we have to look at it as a math problem, as a logic problem, and not an emotional problem. We put too much emotion into it when it really just comes down to, it's a math problem, you know? This many calories, burn this many, just do it, you know?
Yeah.
We can do it. And I love your financial example. I mean, it's an audit. Yeah, that's great. So, what ended up happening when I started the website, because I'd been doing the calorie counting, was I was 20 years ago, I was doing it paper and pen.
Okay.
You know, and I had a book, the book that I'd learned about healthy eating. They talked about calories. It had a bit of the calorie count of certain foods. And I sat there and I used a pen and paper and I wrote everything out and I tracked my calories. And when I started FitWatch, I wanted to, since I had the programming background, I wanted to create an online tracker. So I made all those tools, and then I created the FitWatch fitness tracker.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next. Feel free to go into some detail there. Okay. I think there's a free and a premium version, and just sort of what that's all about.
Yeah, well, it's... I think it's great, because it just calculates everything for you.
Okay.
You just enter your food. There's a food database, a USDA food database, and there's also user entries. Because if there wasn't something in the USDA food database, I have it so you could just, if you have the food label, you just enter the data, so it keeps track of everything, and you can share that with other users.
Oh, okay.
And it calculates everything for you. It'll keep track of your exercise if you input your exercise. So in a way, all the other calculators that I was talking about, I have those on the site separately, but then they also come under the FitWatch fitness tracker.
Okay.
And you can track your goals. What I really like, I call them at-a-glance charts. I have bar charts, so you have your let's say your daily calorie goal.
Yeah.
And so you have the goal, and then it shows how much you've eaten already today.
Okay.
So you can actually see visually, and a lot of people come back to me and say they just love those charts. It's just a simple little bar chart, but it helps them know where they're at during the day. And I've used it myself just for my husband Terry was having ice cream one day, and it was a bit after supper, and I was like, oh, wow, ice cream. Oh, you know, and then I went to the tracker, and I saw that I had about, I think, 150, I was 150 calories off my goal, you know, so it's enough for like a third of a cup of ice cream. I thought that was great. I was like, okay, great, ice cream, you know, so you can eat ice cream. It just lets you know. And so that's, fitness tracker. It really helps. Yeah.
So it sounds like, it's based online, and then you can enter your stuff in there at your convenience, and I guess it just stores it, and it sounds like it tracks it also.
It tracks it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, every day. You can log in every day. There's reports, there's vitamins, minerals report,
Okay, and that's at fitwatch.com also?
Yeah, fitwatch.com, yeah. You can find it there, yeah. And there's a free version, and then there's a premium account, so you can track it for free online, yeah. Okay.
That's very useful.
Yeah.
That sounds like something a lot of people can use. And like you said, I think adding the visual component helps a lot. I mean, the online thing makes it convenient because it's not pen and paper, but the fact that it tracks it over time. But I think the visuals, I would imagine, you probably get the most positive feedback from that, because that's something people can't really do on their own.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they love those charts. They do, yeah.
Yeah, just I got a few more questions. Kind of getting back away from the specifics on the trackers and some more of your personal experience and advice. So I know we talked earlier, you've experienced the highs and the lows of weight loss. You finally settled in on an approach that works for you. So I'd like to get your insights regarding mindset. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about nutrition, they talk about exercise, but you don't hear a lot of talk about mindset. So what would be your top tip for an effective approach to fitness so that it's not an up and down battle for your whole life?
Right. Well, the way I look at it is that fitness is a lifelong commitment.
Okay.
You have to, and so you have to make changes you can live with for the rest of your life. There's none of this. The low carb we were talking about before, you know, low carb, low fat. And then people, they make drastic changes that deep down they really don't want to make. You know, like we were talking about ice cream before. I don't want to give up ice cream. I don't. I love ice cream, but it has its place, you know, within its moderation and its you know, little portions. But so you make changes that you can live with for the rest of your life, because it's a lifelong commitment. It's you can't just suddenly work towards getting fit and then that's it, and then stop your eating habits and stop exercising, because you're just going to go right back to where you were before. So
yeah, and typically when you revert back to where you were, you usually end up a little bit worse. You kind of bounce just a little bit higher on the scale. So you see people have these yo-yo trends where they continually get heavier and heavier at their peak weight. And it has a lot to do with those drastic changes. I mean, I don't know anyone today who does the Atkins diet, but as an example, but for a while there, that seems like that's what everyone was doing. And of course it worked, but you can't do it for the rest of your life.
It will work. You can't do it for the rest of your life. But something I'd done a few years ago, and I should redo it again. I'd taken some meal plans from Atkins and I think South Beach Diet, and I took their meal plans and I put it into my tracker to see what the calorie count was. And the calorie count was for a woman, it was about 1,500 calories or 1,600 calories. And for a male, I think it was 1,800 or 1,900. And guess what? You're going to lose weight when you eat that amount of calories.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, carbs and all that. I mean, it's nice to have a good balance, because you don't want to eat, way too much. You need protein, fat, and carbs. You just want to keep it all balanced. But it comes down to the calories again.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it really does. yeah, I don't know. I guess the appeal of those diets is just, you know, they're something new, and they think it's, people think it's revolutionary, and it's fairly easy to, not that it's easy to follow and practice, but it's easy to know what you're supposed to do, you know, because like, oh, I just can't eat any bread. So that's easy to remember, and it's easy to do, and it feels like it would be an easier approach, but then obviously people find that they just, your body won't accept that for long periods of time,
right?
Without health problems and pretty much just driving yourself batty and having cravings and all the stuff
cravings, that comes along with
depriving yourself of carbohydrates. So okay, well, we also, I know we've talked a lot about the mechanics of weight loss, and of course calories in, calories out. So do you think calories are just calories? Is there, do you have any opinions on, say, forbidden foods? Is there anything that people just shouldn't eat, or, you know, they should avoid at all costs?
Forbidden foods, yeah. The thing with forbidden foods, I had surveyed my readers, my audience, not too long ago, and it struck me. It broke my heart, actually. It was to hear how people were, they felt guilt, they felt shame, and they were so discouraged because they had eaten off plan or they had eaten forbidden foods. And, you know, there's no such thing as the food police. You know, that's what I thought. I was thinking, this has got to stop. And this goes back to what we're talking about. Because at one point I was thinking, okay, diets, you know, it can show people how to eat properly in a way. You know, it gives them some kind of framework. But I've gone away from that recently, and especially after seeing those surveys where it's gotten too much. It's too much. We should not be saying this is bad for you. I mean, unless you're talking trans fat or something. But again, ice cream, a little bit of ice cream, a little bit of chocolate, balance it all out. You know, you just really should not be beating yourself up over food.
Yeah.
You know, really, people do. I've seen it. I've heard, read about it. It's got to stop in my mind.
Yeah, I would imagine the people who beat themselves up over something like that are emotional people who probably, when they're feeling bad, you know, turn to food as emotional eaters. And it's probably a pretty ugly cycle whenever you take that hard of a stance on something that you enjoy. It's forbidden because you enjoy it. Otherwise, you wouldn't care. So, I mean, obviously, if you're like, I love chocolate, but I need to lose weight, so I'm never going to eat chocolate again. And, of course, then the one time you eat chocolate, you're like, you know, the dam's broke. I'm just eating everything inside.
And it's
just an unhealthy attitude. And I think it speaks, like what you mentioned earlier, everything has to be a lifelong sustainable plan. And not eating chocolate, if you really like chocolate, is it? So you just need to find a way to do it in moderation and make it fit.
Yeah. Make it fit in.
Give up some other things in its place if that's what you really like.
Yeah.
Okay, well, to wrap up, we're actually down to our last question here.
Wow.
We sort of have a running theme that we like to ask each of our guests. The main audience here is going to be busy people, a lot of busy couples who want to get fit. So what would be your one top piece of advice to those busy couples who want to lose weight and also feel great about themselves in the process?
I had a couple of those, but the one thing that keeps popping into my mind is to listen to your body.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people, again, we get caught up on the rules, regulations, but if you listen to your body, weight loss should be fun. When I'm doing it right, when I find that right balance between exercise and calories in, calories out, I feel energized.
Yeah.
I feel good. I could rule the world. And I think you need to listen to your body. You need to listen if things are getting boring, because you need to change that up. You just you need to listen if you're exercising too hard or not enough. You know, like, listen, you know, are you getting your heart pumping or not? Or are you starting to feel injuries? Are you getting bored with exercise? So listen to what your body is telling you, and you'll go that much further. Because you don't want it to be a drudgery. You don't want to be, oh, I have to get up and I have to work out, you know. You need to make it fun. Listen to your body. Listen to what your body is telling you.
Yeah, that's excellent advice. And I don't think there's any a better way to make it a lifelong commitment than to enjoy it along the way.
Yeah, life's too short. You need to enjoy it. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, yeah. Suzanne, I greatly appreciate your insights here. I think this has been extremely useful. You obviously have a lot of tools. We touched on 4 or 5, but I know you have many others that can probably suit any fitness question that anyone out there may have. So I guess I'd invite them to check out fitwatch.com for all of those needs. And thank you once again.
Well, thank you, Dustin. It was great.
Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing Suzanne's story and getting some insight into the tools, calculators, and quantitative methods that you can use in your own fitness pursuits. I'd encourage you to go check out fitwatch.com. I think all the tools that Suzanne mentioned are available right there on the site, pretty easy to find, but loaded with information. So enjoy that, and thank you once again for joining us today.